Thank God for the victory he gives. Amen. Here a while back, Brother Isaac brought a message on the text that I'll be using tonight, or almost on the text that I'll be using. If you open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6 with me for a few minutes, and then I'll be looking at some other scripture. Would you stand with me, please, as we read these scriptures, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Matthew chapter 6, and beginning with verse 1, and Brother Isaac brought a message on this, and I want to read down to the scripture that I'll be using for my text here in a little bit. And Jesus said, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth." And this has always been one of my favorite scriptures. You know, don't go out and blow a trumpet when you do something for the Lord. You know, that's always something that's between you and God. That's the way I've always looked at it. "That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." Remember that secret part there that the Lord is talking about there. Keep that in mind as we go on down. "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious and kind and loving Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace tonight, Father, we just praise you and thank you, Father. As a song was sung tonight about the victory, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for Jesus who died on the cross, Father, to purchase our salvation, Father, to give us the victory, Father. Father, I'm so thankful for your many blessings and all the wonderful things that you do for us. Father, I'm thankful for this church here and all the wonderful memories that you have blessed my heart with that have happened down through the years here in this church, Father. And Father, I just praise you and thank you for our wonderful pastor that you blessed us with, Father, and I pray that you'll bless him and his family. Father, just give him strength and grace every time he stands here in this place and proclaims your glorious gospel, Father, and takes a stand for you, Father, in these days in which we live of so much chaos and turmoil, Father. Father, we know that even though things may look bleak and sad sometimes, Father, we know that you're still in control, Father. And Father, as we talk about so many times in our discussions as brothers and sisters in Christ, Father, we know that you're going to have the final word. And Father, we just praise you and thank you that we can have that assurance, Father, in our minds and our hearts and our souls, Father, because of the victory that we have through faith in your only begotten Son and what he did there on the cross, his shed blood, Father, overcoming the devil and death and hell, Father. We just praise you and thank you, Father. Bless this message, Father, that you've laid upon my heart tonight, Father. And Father, just go with us now. And Father, we pray that each one, Father, that's here tonight will be strengthened, encouraged. And Father, we pray that if there's any here tonight that don't know you as Savior, Father, that don't have the assurance and the encouragement that we have as your church, as your children, and as your servants, Father, that tonight they would come to you by faith. And Father, they would pray and ask you to forgive their sins. And Father, to give them eternal life. Father, just bless tonight. Thy will be done in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. This scripture here that I want to talk about for a few minutes tonight has been one of my favorite scriptures for a long, long time. I've been thinking a lot here lately about when I was saved at Coptic Missionary Baptist Church and when I was baptized and everything. And here a while back, me and Mabel watched a video called The War Room. I don't know if anybody here has ever seen that. That's a good movie. That's a good movie, and I'd like to watch it again sometime. But it's really, really good, and it really caused me to think about the scripture and the encouragement and the power that we find here in these scriptures. I was telling Brother Steve last Sunday, and then also I think I told him this morning in one of my comments, that was out when I was in seminary in Texas down there at TBI. I remember some of the things that they taught me, not everything, but some of the things that they taught me. And one teacher that I had in a preacher's class down there told me that not to just take each verse of the Bible or each chapter, but to take each word out of those scriptures and look at the words and get the meaning of those words. And that has really stuck with me. And as I've grown in grace and knowledge of the Lord and understanding of the scriptures and everything by God's Holy Spirit, not by my intellect, but God's grace and power and everything, I've learned that a lot of times when we look at these words in these verses, and Brother Isaac brought this out not long ago, that they mean different things from what we think about. You know, we use a lot of terminology today and some of these sayings and words and things, but back then in the Bible times, they meant different than what, you know, we think today, you know. But I'm very thankful for these scriptures that we have, and this one here tonight about when thou prayest, when thou, his children, because that's the only ones that's going to do any good to pray, amen? You know, that's the only ones he's going to listen to, amen? Is those who have put their faith and trust and confidence in him and have asked for forgiveness and been born again. Praise God. Praise God that we have that blessing, that we can go to God, and he says when we enter into thy closet or thy quiet place, that's what he's talking about when he says closet. I remember as I was studying this as well as some other scriptures, and I'll get to later, that really blessed my heart. I used to have the ability and the time to go up NICUD and go to some places I went to as a younger man, younger individual. And I used to go up there and sit on those rocks and on those hillsides, on those bluffs where I used to hunt, and have some good long talks with the Lord. Because I was there where it was peaceful, and the only thing around me was God's creation. And that really is encouraging and strengthening when you can be alone with God. But another thing that I started to realize down through the years, too, by the grace of God and his love and mercy, was when we come together, it's God's local New Testament church. we come together in God's house and we sit here and we sing God's praises and we pray and study His Word in our Sunday school lessons and other classes and everything. There's a peace in this building, amen? When we come together as God's church, amen? There's a peace and there's a strength. I don't know if you feel it, but I feel it every time we come together as God's church and we're here in services and we devote our mind and our thoughts and everything to singing those praises and listening to our pastor bring the Word of God and everything. And it's so wonderful because the world's out there. The devil's out there because he don't want to come in here and hear the truth. Amen? He don't want to come in here. It's off limits to him. But we're in here and you know, we've got security in here. We've got strength in here. And it just makes me feel so good to come and be in God's house with God's people. And I thought about that, you know, because when we enter into thy closet, we're not alone. When we enter that quiet place, we're not alone. Look what it says. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. Now look at those words. Look at your Bible. Look at that scripture. Pray to thy Father which is in secret. He's with you. I was reading this scripture again this afternoon and there at the house, and me and Mabel was talking about some things, and I thought back to a long time ago when I was a youngster on the farm back in the hills, and I had a dear, sweet, godly grandmother, full-blood Cherokee Indian, but she was one wonderful woman. Matter of fact, she brought me into the world. I guess that's what's wrong with me. She delivered me there at her house there in Nycutt, Oklahoma. I always thought that was something, you know. A lot of kids was born in Southfield, Stillwell, different places. I went home one day. I said, Mom, where was I born? She said, Bottom Duty Hill. I said, what? She said, yeah, you were born Bottom Duty Hill. I said, what did I do, fall out the bottom of the hill? But I thought about my dear, sweet, godly grandmother that seen to it that I was raised in a missionary Baptist church. And she had an old saying that really stuck in my mind all the years growing up and pastoring and everything. She always told me, she said, son, and this scripture bears it out. She said, son, God is right there beside you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Isn't that what the Bible says? Yeah. Isn't that His promise? Yeah. He'll never leave us or forsake us when we trust Him as our Savior. When we put our faith and confidence in Him, and we can look up and cry, Abba, Father. And He's right there. He'll never leave us. Oh, I've left Him. I left Him. But He's always been right there ready to welcome me home like the prodigal son's father. He never deserted me. I deserted Him for a short time. But He's never left me. And it gives me a lot of strength to have that assurance that when I go to my quiet place, that I can talk to God. I can talk to somebody that is really alive. Amen? Amen. That is healthy. That is all powerful. That holds the world in His hands. Everything in His hands. Remember the little song kids used to sing? I hadn't heard it in a long time, Brother Isaac. He's got the whole world in His hands. Remember that? He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got you and me, sister, in His hands. Praise God. He does, doesn't He? And we can talk to that person. Down through the years as I've studied Scripture and I read back in the Old Testament, I love studying the Old Testament. But sometimes as I look back at the Scriptures and the things that happened back in the Old Testament, I kind of laugh and chuckle sometimes as I look back at how those people did back then, that they could be so gullible, foolish, prey to those idols and things that they had back then. I remember one time, a long time ago, I got interested in those idols and things, and I started trying to dig up a lot of information, I guess you'd call it, about those different idols that talks about in the Old Testament and things. And so I looked up a lot of information about them, and I was shocked. I was really shocked when I found out the different idol worships that they did back in the Old Testament. I thought, man. I didn't think it was that bad back then. But it was. I didn't realize they were so wicked. But I thought, and especially with Paul and his deal there at Mars Hill, you know, I thought, man, how could they be so gullible as to pray to those statues and pray to those things? Because we can talk to someone who not only hears, but we can talk to someone who answers. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I was brought up needing somebody to talk to. I love to have somebody to talk to. There's a lot of time me and my wife, we turn TV off and we just sit there and talk. We just sit and talk for hours on end. No distractions. No nothing. We just sit there and talk. How many people do that nowadays? And then now that I'm retired, I love to get up every morning real early. I usually get up in the morning about 6 o'clock. Of course, I got a cat that helps me out. Comes scratching on the bed. Kind of wakes me up. I love to get up, and I call it my quiet time with God. Talk to God. And me and Ham have a good conversation because also, get this out. I talk to him and he talks to me. And it always amazed me, as I told Brother Steve back there many, many times in our wonderful discussions and things that we've had about the Word of God, how so many times as people come up to me because they know I'm a preacher and everything, and they ask me questions about the Bible, and sometimes I don't have a Bible with me in my pocket or in my back pocket or something, but they start asking me these questions, and God gives me the answer through His Holy Spirit. These things will come to my mind because I've studied them. Amen? God talks to me through His Word. But look what He says. Enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret, where there's no distractions, where he can hear you and where he can talk to you, shall reward thee openly. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I was thinking about the last part of that right there. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Look at that. Look at that in your Bible. Just take a look at that for a minute. And thy Father, which seeth in secret. Why? Because he's looking at one of his children. He's looking at someone who's covered by the blood. Amen. Not only covered by the blood, but protected by the blood. That he said he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. And I thought about that, and I thought back to a time in my life when my dad came back when I was 12 years old. Never knew my dad till I was 12 years old. And he came back, and I got acquainted with him, and we began to try to be father and son. And come find out, my dad was at Pearl Harbor when it got bombed. And he began to relay a lot of the facts, a lot of the history, and a lot of things that went on that horrible, horrible day. And he was telling me about all the chaos and destruction and everything. But I remember watching a lot of videos and things that I could get my hands on after he passed away, and he got me so interested in war history and things about Pearl Harbor. I began to collect videos and stuff, but one thing that stood out in my mind was after that great disaster, our commanders, military leaders, started having secret conferences, secret planning times, and taking measures to defeat the enemy. And that's what we do as God's children, as God's servants, as God's church. When we come together with God and the Holy Spirit in that secret place, whether it's a closet, whether it's on a bluff somewhere, whether it's sitting in your living room with the TV off, your phone off, everything off, where you can listen to the Holy Spirit and you talk to God. And look what he says, he shall reward thee openly. Great things can happen, amen? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. And beginning with verse 36. This is after the Lord had instituted the Lord's Supper with his church. Very, very beautiful. But he was talking to them, and then they left that upper room, and they went out. When they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And they had a purpose. And there's a lot of times as you look in Scripture, and I'm not going to go to them tonight, but there's a lot of places that Jesus went to the Mount of Olives to be alone, to pray to the Father. He left us a lot of examples. But here in Matthew chapter 26, and beginning with verse 36, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, set ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy, because he knew his time was drawing close for him to be crucified, to die, shed his blood for us. Then he saith unto him, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, and even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And at one time or another, I wrote pray out there at the end of that. Pray. Watch with me or pray. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thou will. And if we search the Scriptures and we look at the Lord's Prayer, he teaches us in the Scriptures to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Thy will be done. Not my will. But God, thy will. He knows best. Amen. He's had a hard time getting that through my head. He knows best. It's taken me many years to learn that. But he knows best. Amen. He created the world. He's going to bring it to an end. The Bible says he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. Amen? Amen. And I look forward to that time. One day, when Jesus is going to say, my children, come home. It's going to be a wonderful time, isn't it? Because he is our Heavenly Father. He loves us. And he sent his only begotten Son to die on that cross. That whosoever, red or yellow, black or white, it don't matter, believeth in him, put their faith in him, shall have eternal life. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That God so loved the world. And God still loves us. And he says, I see you when you pray. I see you when you stumble. I see you when you fall. I remember a long time ago when Mabel's loving, caring, godly grandmother, Granny Capehart. A lot of you here can remember Granny Capehart. God called her home. And after God called her home, the family gave me some of her old Bibles and devotional books. First time I ever seen any hardback devotional books. And I was reading through some of them, and the Holy Spirit took a saying in one of those old-time hardback devotional books. Wasn't very big, about this big. And it just jumped out at me. And I don't know who the writer was. But it said in that little tiny devotional book, when you get down, knocked down in the game of life, stand up, put a smile on your face, and go forward and claim the victory that is yours through Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. And I want to leave you with that thought tonight. When you get knocked down, when you stumble, when you go through trials and tribulations, and we all do. I mean, I went through things that I just wanted to give up. But praise God, I didn't give up. I reached out to Jesus and I claimed the victory that was purchased on that old rugged cross by the blood and the love of God's only begotten Son. I'm 66 years old and I still feel so unworthy of that blood, that holy blood. I feel so unworthy of that holy love. I feel so unworthy of that holy grace. I feel so unworthy of that holy mercy. But praise God, it's there. And because many, many years ago, I fell down on my face at the altar in Coppock Missionary Baptist Church, and I surrendered my life to Jesus. I accepted that payment for my sin. Praise God. Me and Brother Isaac was talking not too long ago, and he's brought it out in a message here recently. There's been times he's doubted his salvation. And years ago, when me and Sister Mabel was members at Lakeview Spiro, I counseled with a lot of church members over there who doubted their salvation. But praise God. Through His grace, through His mercy, and most of all, through this, I've never doubted mine. Not one time. I walked away from Him, and I'm not proud of that, but He welcomed me back. And many years ago, I walked this aisle, many years ago. I fell down on my face right here at this old altar. And I did just like David in God's Word. I wasn't saved again because I'd already been saved, but I walked away from God and I said, God, Forgive me for walking away. Restore. Restore the joy, the love, the peace that I once had, just like David. And I got up from that altar. And God has been by my side ever since. God wants to be by your side tonight. And all you have to do is trust Him. And He'll walk with you. And He'll see you. And He'll listen to you. No matter how big the problem, no matter how small the problem, God can work it out. God. Isaac.
Let's stand together. We invite our musicians to come. I'm thankful for the Word of God and that we have a Father in heaven who hears and who helps. The question tonight, is He your Father? Jesus said, pray to thy Father. Thy Father seeth. Thy Father will reward thee, but He has to be your Father. And that only happens by faith in Christ. If you've never been born again, you can trust in Him tonight. Right here in this room, watching online, if you've never repented of your sins and trusted in Jesus, you are not a child of God until you trust in Him. You come to Him by faith. And then He is your Father. And let me tell you something. I don't know what your Father is like or was like on this planet. Some of you have had some good dads and some of you have not had some good dads. But listen, our Heavenly Father is a loving Heavenly Father. He loves you more than you can imagine. And He wants to help you tonight. If you need to trust in Him or if you need to come and pray, you need to cry out to your Father for help, for whatever it is, you come right now while we sing.